This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the Power Hour on a Cowboys Victory Monday. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Happy Hanukkah. We got a sports hodgepodge for you. We'll get you two guys, one booth. The best sounds from a nine-hour game day broadcast here on 105.3 The Fan and the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. What are you chuckling about over
Nothing. Now that you're going to introduce like one of our teammates here, and I'm just keep thinking about the amount of food that he eats. Amazed. I'm amazed how a guy this small can eat as much food as he does.
Without further ado, we welcome in the well-groomed, well-smelling Blake Elliott. Ladies and gentlemen, Fan After Dark's own.
Yes, sir. I thought I'd just give the guys a little sub, give them a little break. You know, they're doing 5 hours, two guys is not easy. So I got to give big ups to y'all for doing that. Was here a little early and thought, why not pop in with the guys? So I'm here to help wherever I can.
Thank you, because I was begging and pleading with you last night. I said, hey, listen, if you get there to the station early, you set your rear end in the studio and let's do this thing together. Let's roundtable style this bad boy.
Now, the question is, when do we think Fred will show up? Usually I text him what time you get in there, blase, blase. I didn't do it on purpose.
So just to see.
I want
to
say, he's probably like, oh my gosh, are we on the air right now?
Experimental. As a matter of fact, we are on the air, Blake. Welcome to the program.
What do you got coming up on the program, Blake?
I just texted Kennedy Landry. So we're going to have Kennedy Landry on tonight, talk a little Rangers moves with all the Jock Peterson, Nathaniel Lowe being gone, some of the pitching guys that have come in, how the bullpen's going to look. So that should be really interesting.
She might be a few coronas in when you get her on air.
Okay, that'd be even better. Yeah. That might be even better.
She's got LSU background, you know.
Yeah. Let's do it.
It's a little celebration of the holidays.
I know when it comes to the baseball, I love talking around the bases, but I always like bringing in an expert that's been covering a team, even when they weren't good. Because who was keeping up in September when the team was out of the playoff race?
Only the real seam heads like me and Broadus.
Yes.
Everybody
watching
else,
every night.
Everybody else was just...
Just watching Bassett make a fool of himself on a nightly basis.
Yeah. I love how Bassett called into his own show today.
Yeah.
Like called him in for
vacation. It's a good flex. It's a good flex.
Corey had to convince him to do it. He wasn't going to call in. Corey had to convince him to do it.
Yeah, Corey had to Venmo him $20.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, time is money. For the great Mike Bassett. Okay, let's go ahead and jump into a couple of things here. First, I would like to acknowledge that Daniel Jones did what they're calling a classy move in New York right now.
What were his holiday gifts?
Did he get
Christmas gifts for the Giant players?
He did. He did for the offensive linemen. That is,
did he really?
Yeah. That's what these quarterbacks like to do. They like to give.
No, he
some
really
gifts.
Did this.
Yeah, he really did this. I saw from Jordan Renan, who covers the Giants, he tweeted out that Daniel Jones may not be with the Giants anymore, but he sent all the offensive linemen who are on the roster, so not just the starters, but all, this is probably 10 dudes, a limited edition bottle of Clase Azul.
Nice tequila. That's the blue and white bottle. That's this one right here. The blue and white.
Okay, that's what that is. I was about to throw it into the pimp cup to get the scouting report here.
You got to ring that bell.
Yeah,
from our resident tequila expert, so, Lucius Alexander.
It says it's 173 on Google. Now, you did say it's limited edition, though, so I'm assuming it's not the regular bottle that us regular folk get. I do see a limited edition bottle, 379, and then there's also one that's upwards of 18 grand.
Wow. Okay. I'm guessing he did the 379 limited edition there. That would be my guess.
They didn't block well enough to get the 18 grand one, right?
No. But he didn't play well enough to not gift them anything either. So Class A Azul, I mean, that's a pretty nice little gift there, especially because like Tommy Cutlets, Drew Locke, I don't think they got the bag to really splurge on their.
Tommy Cutlet gave him sandwiches.
Yeah.
Charcuterie board.
Yeah. Yeah. He just had his mom come up to the facility and just cook it
little,
up for him.
Little tailgate out there. Hey, come on outside, boys. We got a little tailgate. Lucius, $18,000 bottle of tequila. You drinking?
No. I mean, no. I'm keeping it.
That's just for show.
Yeah. I'm
it
not
says Classe Azul Jalisco, J-A-L-I-S-C-O, 200 limited edition extra, 18 grand.
I run through that tequila too fast to be buying expensive bottles like that.
I think my cap.
Yeah, because
would be like
that's gonna be as smooth as water going down. I mean, you'll punish that thing.
Lucius, you're at the pool, you're making margaritas, but you run out of tequila, and like you send somebody in to get it, and they grab that bottle.
God dang it!
Next thing you know, that thing's getting poured into a pitcher.
Yeah. I'm disputing the charges. I'm disputing the charges instantly.
No!
Yeah. No. Still pouring, but I'm disputing charges.
That's right, the whole time.
But I think that's probably the best gesture he could have done for his offensive lineman. I mean, imagine blocking in New York. Probably alcohol is the only thing that could help. So I think that's a great gesture.
Yeah, that was a nice gesture. Shout out to Daniel Jones. Now, of course, with the Vikings. And then
just get that playoff money.
I thought Cutlets had money. Isn't that what happened last year? He hired a new agent for all these different deals he was doing and all these appearances.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to say he's broke, but comparatively,
he's a veteran minimum guy, right?
Yeah,
kind of a deal.
He's probably not even making $1 million in salary.
He's probably making more off the field.
Why we have
think?
To guess? Yeah. We can look it up. I'll look it up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And he lives with his mom, right?
Yeah. He does.
Stacking that cheese, baby.
That's true. It's
I wish I could move back in, boy. What?
I know,
what?
Dude.
What?
Yeah, that was the money saving. If I wasn't married right now, I would definitely.
Well, I'd be dropping dollars when I walk around.
I would definitely.
So much dark money.
Still be living at my parents' house.
How long do you get away with it without having to pay for anything?
I'm sure by the time, like I'm 30 now, by now, you know, I would be paying something for sure.
Just a little bit of something.
It would be a rounding error.
Groceries, electric bill, what are you paying?
I'm sure it would be like a flat fee. Maybe it's my dad's like, hey, it's $500 a month.
Yeah, help me out a little bit. Cause you know, you're eating and using the lights and everything.
Yeah. And just out of principle.
You still got mad money.
Yeah, exactly.
You walk around with a monocle and everything. You feel good, baby. A top hat.
Yeah, Daddy's $4. Yeah.
My younger brother probably, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe like $45,000 a year. And he just moved out of my parents' house because he just got married. But I mean, you'd have thought he was a millionaire for the last few years on that salary living at home. It's the best. He's like, I just got new guitar equipment. It's like, no problem. I'm like, all right, geez, bro.
I hate you, man.
He's just running it up.
Cutlets, 915.
Okay, 915.
Yeah, $915,000.
And I don't think he's making that off the field.
So you think he's making more on? Okay.
I think he's making more on.
That's all he's making. He's got no other bonuses or any of that. No. That's what Cutlets is making.
Well, did you see what the Saints are doing or did to prepare for tonight's game at Lambeau Field? It's about to be Spencer Rattler.
Mm. Did we get a cold room? We figure out where a cold room was?
Yeah, we've suggested this here in the G-Bag Nation.
You suggested this, that they create a facility that has nothing but cold weather capabilities to practice in.
I imagine like a practice igloo, especially we're talking about the NFL, okay? Like we're talking about just endless dollars and you can do whatever you want. Why wouldn't you, especially if you're a warm climate team? You're the Saints, you play indoors and you live in New Orleans. And this really came up when the Dolphins went to Lambeau Field for Thanksgiving, I guess, last month. Yeah. It's like you have the Dolphins, warm weather Miami, going to Lambeau Field. And for years, we just see them completely buckle under those conditions.
I think that's super fair. Why hasn't that been done yet?
It needs to be done. You got to have an indoor facility that's like an igloo. And
it doesn't have to be huge either. It can be like 50 yards. It doesn't have to be full 100.
That's true.
50 yards, and you know the true competitors are going to get in there. You know some people are going to have their shirts off. Social media team would probably love to get some shots like, hey, prepping for the game. Mm-hmm. Now, you are setting yourself up for embarrassment if you do also still play bad in that weather. But I think that's a smart idea. I think I heard you bring it up with the SMU playing Penn State.
SMU is another one.
Yep.
Like, and SMU's got the dollars for it if they really want to.
Yeah, other,
but for SMU, it was like, dude, you have plenty of time. You're like 2 weeks between the game.
Okay.
If I'm Rhett Lashley, I'm hopping on a bird, one of my donors with a PJ, and yep, we're going to go somewhere cold and we're going to practice
and
for
I
a week.
And I bet you they would have done it. He never asked.
I bet you Kevin Jennings would have ran for the first down.
Yeah.
I like what you guys are doing here. Say you're one of those Big Ten teams, mm-hmm, you're UCLA, USC, but you're now playing in the Big Ten. So you got to go to Michigan, Ohio State. So you have some legitimate cold weather games. SMU's cold weather game, Boston College, Pitt, Syracuse plays indoors. What are the cold weather games that you're going to deal with in the?
I think it's because you're ready for all the climate.
Your biggest game of the year.
Yep.
We can talk about what's on the schedule, but now with the playoff, you have a different standard now, SMU. You're in the playoff. You're trying to go make a run at the title. You're going to have to go through.
So we need $5 million refrigerator is what we need.
We don't want any blind sides if we're going to go for a national championship.
Yeah, dude. Like you gotta be buttoned up in every way. The standard is now has now risen. We're not playing down here with the Pits anymore. We're trying to go for the big dog.
Would you consider some ski resorts, they have a snowmaker. Would you consider bringing a snowmaker in there and firing it up?
I'd be open to it. Yeah. I mean, I think it's less about the snow and more so just about the general climate.
But the cold with the snow.
Yeah.
The wind is what gets you. When that wind is blowing and it's hitting your face and it's now hard to catch the football's slippery.
Yeah, we do need to have a wind gust in our indoor igloo
the turbines. We need the turbines.
Yes.
We need the wind turbines to blow.
Yeah.
Instead of the snow, we need cold wind.
Yeah.
Is what we need.
And we kind of are being tongue-in-cheek about the college teams, but the NFL teams, this shouldn't even be a joke.
This is a no-brainer. And like for the Dolphins, they go to Buffalo. They go to every New year. York. They go to New England.
Yeah.
This is a part of your
They need to get out of that division.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need
yeah,
to get out do. Of that division.
They need to get in the South somewhere.
They're the only warm team in that division, yeah?
Yeah, Buffalo, everybody else, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
Blake, way to go. Thursday's come early.
I'm like,
extra credit, Blake, dude.
The Dolphins didn't think that through.
For the Saints tonight, what they did, apparently, reportedly, allegedly, is their quarterback coach, Andrew Janoco, took Spencer Rattler, their starting quarterback, and the rest of the quarterbacks into a walk-in freezer in the team's cafeteria. Yeah. It's like an industrial kind of freezer.
Yeah. Like I'm thinking a restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, name that restaurant, you know.
Stacks of briskets and stuff hanging out.
Yeah.
Vegetables, yeah.
But they went in there and they just
sat around?
They ran through plays.
Had him punching beef.
Yeah, dude.
Rocky.
Now, does it say if they had like a parka on, their uniform on? I think the uniform would be funny.
The uniform would be funny. I'm imagining they're just wearing their jersey. Maybe a helmet, and they're going in there, and they're just kind of walking through plays, talking through things, trying to acclimate. Now, again, this is just the quarterbacks. This isn't the rest of the team.
The hands are the problems in those games.
Yeah.
The hands and the toes.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've lived them both.
Broadus, if you're doing this situation that Chief just threw out to us, and Spencer Rattler is Chief, and Chief goes, hey, a little cold for me. In this mock thing, would you pull him from being your starter?
I can't play the bum that played. I shouldn't have said that.
Jake Haner.
Sorry, Lucius. Come on, bro. Drop that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I wouldn't play the guy they played last week. I think it would be a problem.
It wouldn't matter what he's saying in that freezer because
I'm
coach
really
is cold.
Sorry. His name Haner? Haner.
Yeah, Haner. Jake Haner.
Haner. Sorry. You're not a bum. You're in the NFL. I'm a bum for calling you a bum.
Yeah. There you go. Well said. First good thing you've said today. Only took
4 hours and 14 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's get to this because I saw from there's actually a website called howtexasordersin.com.
Okay.
And we now have the metrics for the 2024 calendar year for how Texans across the great state decided to order from like Uber Eats or like Favor, whatever. We've got the numbers on this.
Did one today.
Well, oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Okay, so how often, I don't know, is that something
never.
You do?
No, never.
Okay, so this was a blue moon experience.
This was because Shorty is here and she loves that, but this is not going to be a regular thing. I don't like it. It's $40 for Panda Express. $40.
Right,
Shorty high end?
No, but she just didn't want to get out of bed.
She's just lazy. She's not high end. She's just lazy. Yeah.
She's super nice. She's very friendly. Well, I mean that in a nice way. I'm not trying to be creepy.
How about you, Lucius? Is this something that you will you do some door dashing or whatever?
Too much, man.
Too much.
The Wingstop.
Wingstop.
Yeah, like but 2 or 3 price, times a week sometimes.
Doesn't that price get you, Lucius?
On the ordering out, yes, but they made a Wingstop. They built one right next to Tom Thumb, which is less than a block away from my crib, so it's like it's dangerous.
A man's a crypto millionaire over there.
Yeah, and I'm giving it all to Wingstop.
Well, apparently,
I have never ever ordered anything DoorDash in my life.
I've only done it literally probably 2 or 3 times, and I've attempted like 10 times, but then I get to the checkout and I see the price difference. I'm like,
not that hungry.
I'd rather just get my car and go. I can't justify an extra like $20-something on a. I'm like, this is just,
and it's still gonna be difficult.
Can't make sense of it.
Got to get through the gate, find your door on the phone. It's not like it's never easy. Continue.
Well, over a million chicken wings were ordered by the great state.
Yes.
Lucius had
the DoorDash.
Yes, me, bro.
lemon pepper.
Over 100,000 pounds of brisket.
Wow. That's catering, I'm thinking.
That's
has
Dawson.
Has been delivered.
I'm thinking catering, yeah.
Dawson.
nearly 1 million orders of French fries.
Gotta be the most popular side.
Totally.
But it doesn't make sense because they don't sit well. You gotta eat those fresh.
True. Yeah. Yeah, I'm usually eating the fries in the car after the drive-thru, whatever.
Yep.
I actually do the thing where if I go to the drive-thru, I just pull up in a parking spot and I just crush the whole thing in my car. I'm not even going to take
this
home.
Do you ever order 2 bags of fries, like a travel bag?
Yeah. Oh, I have done that. Yeah.
You gotta have riding fries.
Yeah, you got to have a travel bag.
Yeah. I like that move.
Yeah.
300+ thousand pizzas and over 260,000 burritos. Ooh. Which is actually enough to fill a 4.5 Olympic-sized
pool. Are we like the fattest state in the league?
Alabama and Mississippi got to have us
Mississippi.
Beat.
I think Wisconsin might have us beat.
I'll never forget what happened to Lane Kiffin's general aesthetic when he went from Florida Atlantic to Ole Miss. Yeah. It took him about a year to readjust to the amount of gravy and chicken fried steak that he was going to be
consuming. Definitely the South. Definitely the South is where the eating goes.
That hoodie get a little tight.
I mean, the neck. I mean, it was apparent. But he's bounced back.
We'd probably be pretty lean if it wasn't for Houston and San Antonio.
Mm, yeah. San Antonio's really bumping the numbers.
Why do I think like out in West Texas, we've kind of got some, got the 72-ounce steaks and stuff, right? Aren't we kinda?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Andy Reid's on all the walls at the West Texas Steakhouse.
I know he's on the prime quarter in Green Bay. I saw him do it. Yeah.
There is apparently the big 3 dishes for Texans when they're doing the DoorDash stuff. It's tacos number 1.
Yes.
Apparently, there's a taco delivered every 19 seconds in Texas.
Okay, let me ask you something real quick. The taco delivery has to be, like, quick.
I'm saying.
Because if the taco delivery is not quick, those things turn
soggy and
bad, right?
Yeah.
So, is it worth DoorDashing it?
It's DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever.
Which is never actually fast for anyone who's never done that. It's never actually, like, quick. It still takes, like, 25, 30 minutes.
Blake Elliott, folks.
You got to order those soft tacos too, by the way, to avoid the.
Oh, I wouldn't want that. Now, unless it's Jack in the Box, they can be as greasy and flimsy as you want.
Yeah.
Burgers are the second most popular item, one delivered every 22 seconds in Texas.
Wow.
And then French fries, one delivered every 30 seconds in Texas. Enough queso was ordered in Texas this year to fill almost 29,000 cowboy hats. Salsa enough to fill 15,000 cowboy hats, and guacamole enough to fill almost 8,000 cowboy hats.
Guac and salsa. If you go to a Mexican restaurant, because I do this a lot, you order that to go, and you also get a margarita to go too.
Oh,
yeah. You gotta buy some food. You just can't just walk in there and get the margarita to go. You gotta get chips and salsa.
Oh, they have to sell it together. by law.
Loophole.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I mean, what are you going to twist my arm for chips and salsa? I mean, of course I will throw that in there.
A little double L, a little Lucius loophole. I like that.
Dr. Pepper's the number one ordered drink in Texas. Makes sense. Then it's coffee.
What?
Who's door dashing coffee?
Oh. You know how many people are like, I need it, my Starbucks right
Starbucks,
now.
I'll
go ahead and send it over.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
Yeah.
But don't you want it warm? Is it staying warm?
Yeah. It usually comes piping hot. You need like 10 minutes to let it sit anyways. And how much of that is like cold brews? I don't know.
Get the cold coffee. What, iced coffee, I guess it's called?
That's exactly right. And I love that iced coffee, by the way. Yeah, I'm an iced coffee man. And then iced tea. Over 50,000 pitchers worth of iced tea was DoorDashed or Uber
Eats. There's a place I saw in Grapevine that has iced tea, drive-through iced tea. Like it's special, like the... It's a tea
Like HTO.
HTO.
Yeah, my wife likes that place.
Ooh, is that good?
No, have you been inside? It's amazing. There's raspberry. Every kind of flavor.
In the summertime, that is a must drive by place. I'm just saying it in a nice way here. Not pale or anything like that. I'm just saying it in a nice way.
Well, there it is. Year in review: how Texans order through the food delivery services. We do have a Fred Davis sighting. I have seen him. So a 6:20 arrival. 6:20 arrival for Fred Davis. Maybe he'll hop in here with us as we dive into a little Two Guys, One Booth on a Cowboy Victory Monday next year in the Nation.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get you a little Two Guys, One Booth here on a Cowboy Victory Monday. We have Fan After Dark, the full squad's in the building. Blake Elliott holding down strong. Here comes Fred Davis, fired up after a football weekend.
Glad to be here, guys.
Hey, great to see you. Thank you guys for hanging out with us right now.
Glad to have you. You know, it's always nice to do a little more than the crosstalk. I mean, I'm kind of freaked out. I'm not used to seeing you over there.
I know.
In that spot.
Yeah, it's always an adjustment.
It's a power spot, too.
It's a power spot.
It's a 100%. I am assuming position right here and right there. Because no one but the one sits there. So now...
Nobody but
the one. He's controlling the round table right now.
He's got his right hand man on his, right there. He's got Lucius and, he's in his line of sight.
I'm nothing without my teammates.
That's it. You know, he's just there. He's just, distributing.
Just Jason
doing his
Kidd.
Thing. That's right.
He's throwing dimes.
That's right.
Well, let's get you a little Two Guys, One Booth here. Segment's brought to you by, Soda State of the Art Weight Loss and Franklin. Frankel, if you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-333-3333 with Frankel and Frankel. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And segment's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. All right, we relive the 9-hour game day broadcast right here on 105.3 The Fan. Two Guys, One Booth. Let's do it. Sounds good, fellas. Let's start in the pregame. And this is the point in the program where we get the coach's corner. Brad Schimm, voice of the Cowboys, hanging out with your head coach, Mike McCarthy. It's usually
a
fun-loving conversation.
Yeah.
This was as dejected a Mike McCarthy as we have ever heard. And this is on the heels of them being officially eliminated from postseason contention. So he was a bit emotional. People were wondering, is he sick? You could just hear it in his voice. And he didn't like this question from Brad Schimm.
Your players have responded to adversity, especially earlier in the year, in a way that would indicate that what they're made of and what you and your staff are made of will not diminish the way they play, the intensity with which they play, either tonight or in the next 2 weeks. You feel comfortable with that?
I mean, really, Brad, we're focused on winning. I mean, these philosophical questions are for another day. You know, we had a good week. We're doing what we're supposed to do to prepare to win tonight. So I'm just really focusing on what I need to do to help win this game.
Sounds like Darth Vader.
Yeah. The audio quality was a little poor there, but the sound in his voice, he's miserable. It's like they were really clinging on to that 1% chance that they had to make
the playoffs. They really were. I mean, that
treating
was
it like
of,
a coin flip.
No, I mean, from that, and then there was a couple other things he said throughout the course, and listening to the post game last night, him talking about it, like, you could tell he was legitimately dejected about them not being able to make the playoffs. And I mean, hell, that was the one thing I asked Jordan Lewis yesterday. I said, hey, how much different is this defense going to look? And I said, look, I know you can't make these decisions, but he was very clear. He wants McCarthy and he wants Zimmer back next year. So, again, I mean, that's Jordan Lewis. Take it with a grain of salt. But, I mean, I got to believe for a guy that's a veteran in that locker room, probably has a little bit of sway. I'm sure that's probably a popular sentiment in that locker room.
I like the
night.
Fact that he was talking about bringing those guys back, because hopefully that means he's coming back. I was, if you said,
yeah, Jordan
I hope
Lewis.
I hope they bring back Quinn and Joe Witt. You know,
He's like, I can't wait to go be Jaden Daniels' teammate next year, like the rest of the Cowboys free agents from last year.
Yeah, I can't wait to play with a real quarterback.
Yeah, he was down and out. We were wondering like what was going to be the temperament of the team after hearing McCarthy there and the Bucs having everything to play for. The Cowboys season, you know, hopes are dashed. Yep. They went out there and played some dang good football.
Well, they sure did, and I'll tell you what, for as much as we've been critical of Mike McCarthy, and legitimately so throughout the course of the year and years past, tell you what, wouldn't want to be Todd Bowles right now, because that dude's getting murdered in Tampa Bay right now. Yeah. And Tampa Bay Twitter last night, and the only reason I know Tampa Bay Twitter was because I followed too many of these clowns last week after trying to get a couple people on the show. I mean, 3 days later, sorry, can't make it. Yeah, we're good, bro. I'm good. The game's over. But yeah, I had a couple of them, and I mean, they're calling for Todd. Apparently, Liam Cohen is the next, you know, offensive guru.
So right.
He's that dude.
Let them tell it. So,
all right. Well, here's Brad Sham telling it, and this is not fair to Brad, but I believe it was Kevin Walker, our guy, Khaki Kev.
What? He's
the one pulling the clips, and he decided to pull this unfortunate stuttering moment.
The captains tonight, they're in white jerseys with silver helmets and pants. Darius Harris has come out, linebacker just elevated to be a captain.
How about that?
Okay. Oh, really unfair to a broadcast legend. It's nice to know that you know, it's even legends can make mistakes.
No, we
too.
Know Khaki Kev back there cackling pulling that clip.
No, yeah. Khaki Kev thought he was up to something. Like, all right, for all you guys that want to talk smack.
I'm not upset, you know, and I definitely wouldn't dare to ask Lucius to isolate that particular moment because that would be also disrespectful.
I love it.
You know?
I love it. Can we make a drop out of that?
Now, I mean, if Khaki Kev was paying attention to the pregame show, he could have probably clipped me about 7 or 8 times. Just just, you know, you short circuit a little bit there.
It happens to the best of us.
He's got a lot of knowledge up there.
So
I remember
to.
What captain it is. Is it the same captains every game?
No.
So that's what I'm saying. So you're getting a new captain every game, trying to figure out who's out there.
It's a lot to take.
Brad's
in.
Okay.
Dang right, he's named after him, for God's sake.
You ever did that in the middle of an argument? Well, I'll tell you what. Your point is dead.
Yeah, it is, man. Just walk away at that point.
Argument's over now. They've won, and you've thrown in the towel. Yeah, it's tough to come out of the gates like that, though. You know, like this is at the coin toss. You know, it's like, am I setting the tone? Is this foreshadowing for what my night's going to be, or do I have a short-term memory? Am I going to bounce back from this and go and get a victory? And that's exactly what Brad Sham did.
And like any good cornerback, okay? You got to forget it.
Yeah.
Live to fight the next down.
Totally. All right, now here is Babe. He's bringing in the Christmas spirit, and he's trying to help us out on the origins of this particular term.
Yeah, and I think the phrase "ball humbug" was invented for Mike Zimmer, right? I mean, you don't often see a big smile on his face, easygoing. How you doing? Hey, let me give you a hug.
No, that doesn't seem to be a hugger.
That's a good read. I mean, I don't think I've seen Zimmer crack a smile all season long. He still has the frozen tundra of Green Bay all those years going to Lambeau frozen stuck to his face, but no smiles.
I saw him not last night, but the last time we were in the locker room. Walked by me, looked me up and down, kind of sneered, kept walking.
Yeah.
I think
he does the same thing.
But that's his shtick, right? Yeah. I mean, the fact that he took the time to look at me was kind of like a small victory. It was like, hey, Mike, we had a moment right then and there. And then he just kept on doing his thing with his jeans. He had he had an odd ensemble going on. You know, it was kind of like this JCPenney button-up, maybe like a Chaps, and I don't mean Ralph Lauren. I mean like the, you know, late 90s, early 2000s Chaps. You know, blue sweat. Well, not a sweater, but a
hoodie?
Jacket. You know, a little jacket. And then jeans and some dadgum.
Asics?
No. He actually kind of spruced it up a little bit. Like Cole Haan. Some Cole Haan shoes.
All right.
So it was like, you know, I mean, look, for all I know, he was hitting the town that night after the game. Who knows?
Hey, that's a Riz guy right there. You know about Zimmer.
Oh, I know about Zim.
Maxim Models.
Yeah. I know about Zim.
Fred with admiring him with his members only jacket on.
Yeah, he was wearing a roofing shirt. Yeah. Fred was.
Hey, I wear sweaters to the game, okay? Yeah. I try to spruce it up a little bit.
Brad got a little graphic here with this particular description.
That's quite a sight when he pulls out.
right. Kevin Walker in his bag last night.
Wow. Kevin did this?
Yeah. Kevin has his fingerprints all over this one. Wirfs is good, but he got taken to town a couple of times. Carl Lawson putting him on his back like that was pretty dang impressive.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, here is Brad. I guess he was just kind of just making noises.
After replay, it sits in Cerulean's incomplete pass.
Kevin was on it. Kevin was listening to everything.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Khaki Kevin.
He's got a keen ear. He really does. Now, this one here, I'm excited to hear how this sounds because seeing it in real time where Kevontae Turpin is receiving a handoff and running right into the belly button of Vita Vea.
Yeah.
This is like a 100-pound difference here.
Well, I appreciated the fact that he jumped up and then kind of like looked at him for a second too. Yeah. Like, come on, Turp, what are we doing here?
The bear hug. And yeah. How about that play where he drops into coverage and then goes and smashes Jake Ferguson? Yeah.
Okay,
that was a pretty amazing. It was a grizzly bear running for the face of Jake Ferguson. We know who won that one, but here's Brad Sham on the Vita Vea versus Kevontae Turpin.
First down, Turpin into the backfield, takes the handoff from Rush, comes right to the 10, and then Vita Vea runs into him, and that is like Andre the Giant and, you know, a little person.
Is mismatch one or two, or is it hyphenated?
It's one, and that was one. And then Vea, by the way, slung him to the ground.
I like it.
Does 90s Brad Sham go full M-word there?
Oh, he 100% does. No. Hell, he's probably 5 years removed from that, if we're being honest. That's probably pre-pandemic Brad.
2018 Brad is throwing the M-word around there.
I appreciate that he used little person, though. I mean, you know, but it would have been funny to hear the other word, too.
With the hard R.
That's a pretty damning clip right there, and I'd like to pivot to the next one here. Two guys, one booth. Maris Leofau. It was contagious last night. The physicality, Donovan Wilson, tone setter, Maris Leofau getting it done. The Bucks were smacking people, but here was the Leofau play.
Wow, Maris Leofau just separated Durham, the tight end, from part of his ancestry.
I need that drop.
From start to finish, that's gold
that
right there.
That started from him saying his name to separating him from his ancestry.
Man.
Legendary.
Oh gosh, that was awesome.
You know what? I appreciate and you know when you've been doing it for as long as he's been doing it, to be able to kind of refresh the terminology, because didn't we kind of get tired of Chris Berman after a while when he used to say, I mean, look, don't get me wrong, Eric sleeping with Bieniemy, always going to be a legendary.
The Chuba missile crisis from earlier this year.
But, see that? Okay, so that's that was him. Exactly, right? That's what every now and again you're like, okay, that's what we grew up with back in the day. So when these old timers can pull out some old school clips like that, I do appreciate that.
Now, the Cowboys broadcast, they will invoke some production here, okay? So it's pretty cool. They'll go a little talk show on you. They'll tee up a clip.
Okay.
And this is our old producer of the Nosebleed Seats, Zach Rowe. Zero. Botching it in real time. We get to make fun of our former producer, just like old times. Take it away, Brad Sham.
How did he describe himself, Zach Rowe, our producer? How did he describe his play style?
I'm disappointed.
Well, I am too. Brock Hoffman cut. Maybe in a minute.
I don't think Brock is disappointed.
Brock's not.
Oh, no. He called for the cut.
Maybe in a minute.
Oh, no.
A delayed handoff to Dowdle, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage. That's the way the Bucks play run defense. So let's try it again. Brock Hoffman was asked this week if he has always played physical and nasty.
Back in Pop Warner, my mom was a big testament to that. I remember in third grade, she called me soft. She called me another word, but she called me soft is what I would say. And ever since then, I was never going to be a soft football player.
His mom.
Your own mom calling you soft?
No.
Maybe that was a term of affection.
No,
he's so soft and cuddly. I just love my Brock.
I love it. I hear that second clip ready as soon as he called.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine the look that Brad Sham gave to Zero in that moment. I presume he hopefully had a backup pair of pants there, because Brad Sham was not going to appreciate that. And it's even funnier because of the clip that he played. Like, it's tee up like Brock Hoffman and how he's been playing so great, and then it's the head coach like, I'm disappointed.
Describe his play style.
I'm disappointed.
I am too. That we didn't get that.
I am too.
Perfect segue.
Oh gosh, I can't get enough of that.
Professionals.
Thank you, Zero. Thank you, Zero. Okay, now we close it down with the two big moments at the end of the game. This first one was Deron Bland screwing it up in coverage to allow for a Baker Mayfield touchdown pass.
Booth is at corner, snap to Mayfield on second and four, throws it in the end zone, wide open. That's an easy touchdown for Ryan Miller, who seemed uncovered. And don't anybody move.
Yeah, at that point, it was like, okay, this is now a ball game. What can the offense do here to try and go ahead and really kill this game and put it away? And the offense did not get that done. And I do question, I wonder, Broadus, if you could maybe pull up what the next gen would tell you on this, because I presume this was a cowardly punt when it's fourth and two.
Got it.
It's a minute 52 left in the game, 2-point game, Cowboys on their own 38-yard line, and they go to punt the ball. Now, of course, it ends up working out for them, but after you just saw what Baker Mayfield and the offense did to cut the lead to 2 minutes and 7 seconds, the easiest touchdown drive they've ever seen, Micah's just out of gas. That last drive right there, Micah's got nothing left in the tank, and they go to punt the ball. I think that was a pretty bad decision there for Mike McCarthy. Of course, it ended up working out, so whatever. But I wonder what the numbers say. In the meantime, let's go to the moment where everything is chaos and Deron Bland steps up.
Mayfield in the gun. Five-man rush. Here's Lewis. Sacked it. He's not down yet. And he somehow threw it to White, who caught it. And then Hooker takes him down. And Bland comes away with the ball, but they
got
him
it.
Down.
No, he's got it. Bland's got it.
Oh, Bland comes away with the ball.
Brad definitely didn't realize it.
Nobody did it in real time. It was like, even Tirico, I was watching at that point. I got home and was watching it, and Tirico was like, okay. And it was like, oh my gosh.
Well, and the thing, okay, and you, of course, you guys know the in-house TVs that are playing the game as it's happening versus what people see on TV. They cut away from it. Like, I'm standing there, me and CA are standing there watching the TV, and they actually cut away from Bland ripping the ball away. Yeah. And so all we see is, you know, him going down, what looked like they had stopped his momentum. And then next thing you know, people are screaming and hooting and hollering, and Cowboys got the ball. So
epic redemption there from Deron Bland after he's the one that had the miscommunication, giving up the touchdown, and then you come back and you say, no, that's my ball. Jordan Lewis on the interception, that's my ball. Deron Bland at the end of the game, that's my ball. Yeah. Two dogs, love them both. What's the next gen say? Cowardly punt?
Actually, they say it's a toss-up.
Really?
Yeah, it's a toss-up. You're talking fourth and two from the Dallas 38, right?
Yeah, minute 52 left in the game.
Minute 52 left. The coach's decision was a punt. The next-gen stats recommend a toss-up by 0.4.
Okay. All right. What do
I
know?
It's a ballsy call, man. I mean, it's not like the running game had been dynamic that night.
No, for sure. For sure.
Get a ball to Talbert.
Talbert. Maybe Leah Fall could make a little play defensively for you. All right. We cross-talk with Fan After Dark next year in the Nation. All right. Cross-talk with Fan After Dark, Fred Davis and Blake Elliott rocking and rolling here. On a Cowboys victory Monday. You got a 3-hour program tonight. We got a little Cowboys hour coming up next.
We do. Do we know who Sham's bringing on tonight?
Brock Hoffman.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think so.
We were wondering if Hoffman was going to perform well versus a quality opponent. Can we say that he did, or are we still wondering now?
Yeah, it was a that
looked
guy.
Like tough sledding.
It's some tough sledding there. Yeah. Now, I think we do have Hoffman on tonight.
Yeah,
I can check that.
Ross Obinski will know.
Hang on. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
See you, Broadus.
So we are getting a program update from Mr. Brian Broadus. He's going to find out from our boy Ross Obinski.
What'd you eat today?
The knower of all things.
That'll tell me a lot about how the show is going to go today. What'd you eat today?
What'd I eat today?
That is what I asked.
I had malto meal to kick my day off.
I don't even know what that means.
Malto meal.
Is that like a astronaut kind of meal?
No, it's like oatmeal.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
Like healthy.
It's a knockoff.
It's kind of like
cereal in a bag
like,
type.
It's like cream of wheat, but better.
Did you say malto meal?
I sure did. You know what I'm talking about.
Did you have some tang with it on the side?
little brown sugar in my malto meal. Yeah. All right. Little toast.
Little butter.
Brown sugar.
You know, you don't put any butter with your malto meal?
Nah,
you get those nice little clumps in there. You're like, oh,
no,
man,
no, because okay. Astronaut so obviously you know about malto meal. You know how you get out. You know how you get rid of the clumps. Okay, they tell you that you're supposed
don't eat it.
No, well, okay, that's one way. But they tell you, you know, on the directions to pour it in after the water gets boiling. All right, malto meal hack. Pour the malto meal in and let it start boiling as it gets going.
Are you cooking this clump thing on the stove?
Clump free.
Are you cooking this thing on the stove?
Absolutely, I'm cooking it on the stove.
Fred, you need some money.
Huh?
Can I help you with some funds? Money?
No. Because don't ever turn down no money, bro.
You said no fast.
Huh?
Yes.
No. What, because I eat malto meal?
I was just saying, can I buy some groceries for you?
I've got groceries. I enjoy my malto meal every morning. That's how I get my day started.
What'd you have for lunch?
What's that?
Malto meal.
No, I had a couple sandwiches.
By the way,
I had a protein shake. Who is it?
Brock Hoffman.
It is Brock Hoffman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It is bulk season. I mean, that's a hell of a breakfast. Couple sandwiches, protein shake.
And a protein shake.
We haven't even had the McDonald's for dinner yet.
Yeah, what kind of sandwiches?
Was that ham and cheese? A couple ham and cheese sandwiches.
Gas station?
Did you make them yourself?
I made it myself.
Did you?
What kind of bread?
Can I buy you some groceries?
Artisan?
My chops.
If Broadus saw you on McKinney Avenue right now, he'd hand you $5.
I'd hand him 20. He's got a nice face.
Was it a dry sandwich? Did you put mayo on it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Lucius.
Light mayonnaise. Okay. Light mayonnaise. Absolutely.
Sure,
yeah. I don't know how to eat.
What kind of bread?
I don't know.
Wheat bread.
Honey wheat?
Huh? No, just wheat.
Yeah.
Just regular wheat bread.
Was it like the signature brand?
It was the Walmart
bread. Broadus is watchdogging, dude.
It was the Walmart bread. Look, I eat to live. I am a very basic human being at this stage of my life. I've always been.
I've said this a couple times today.
I've said it a couple times.
That's right.
I don't know who's going to miss like Cowboy home games more, you or your colleague.
See, I go for just the extra mac and cheese.
That's what I was saying, dude. I was like, I see you go back and get three plates, and it's just nothing but mac and cheese on there.
Because I get the first set of everything, but I'll say this off the air of why I don't get some other stuff. But I think it is a switch up on the regular repertoire.
Oh, what? Food-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, I look forward to it, man.
That whole spread is at my house. Now, I just like how they do their mac and cheese, but that whole spread.
So we eat malto meal all week to get to the game is what we do.
Dang right.
No, that's the payoff. Well, and look, and.
But I think going to the club.
In defense of me.
You go to the AAC, you could get with Blake. He'll get you free food.
No, look. I have no problem eating. I just got over what is affecting everybody else, by the way. The sinus infection that is taking over the DFW Metroplex.
You're vaxxed, dude.
By the way,
it's had Najee Marshall out for two months.
Thank you.
That's been ridiculous.
So your boy's getting back to normal again.
Okay.
So got my swole on. Actually got a hat for you.
Can I help you some meds?
No, I don't take meds.
No meds?
I don't take meds.
Are you a tough it out guy?
I want to look at you.
Absolutely. Huh? Now I did take antibiotics for this.
Okay.
I did take antibiotics, but anything else? No. Your boy's all natural.
All over the counter for you.
Mostly. I mean, ibuprofen and whatever they give me at the VA. That's about it.
I'm a big fan of the ibuprofen, man.
Can't go wrong with that.
Is that bad for your liver?
Yeah.
It's awful. Can't take a lot of it. Not anymore.
Did you guys get in the mix on those buffalo chicken empanadas at halftime?
No. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's a swing in the miss.
I get one plate
that's embarrassing.
At the beginning, and that's it. And then I'll drink a couple cups of coffee,
you don't come
and
back
I'm good.
For halftime spread?
No.
Oh.
Eric makes his way down to the Brad Sham area to grab some stuff, too.
Dang right.
Yeah. No, look, again,
sushi
I'm not,
and chicken tendies.
Hey, I get that first plate, maybe two, depending upon what it is. Like, last night was very underwhelming. let's call a spade a spade.
No, let's not say that on air.
What's that?
Let's not say that on air.
Underwhelming in the sense
that they set such a high bar.
Well, that's just it.
Yeah.
That's just it, right?
Didn't get an in-cut piece of the prime rib or something last night?
No, I ate. I'm just saying for
it's a horseradish sauce a little too tangy? A
lot of sandwiches last night. A lot of sandwiches.
Was that surf
night.
And turf sandwiches?
Those were like a shrimp sandwich.
Is that what it was?
It was like
you're
a shrimp
sandwich guy.
I lived in Houston, huh? I ate them.
You don't know what shrimp is? Lived in Houston?
I'm not a big shrimp guy. I'm not a big seafood. Look, I grew up in the Midwest. I'm not a big seafood guy.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Have you guys prepared your bodies for McCarthy's 4-year extension?
You think you'll give him 4?
I mean, is he going to take anything less? You either want me or you don't.
I think I could see him doing a 3, right? I mean, what is he, 60, 61?
Same stage as me. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you get a 3-year deal, whatever.
I mean, what do I care? It's not my money.
Is your body ready for a McCarthy return?
100%. I think it's a done deal.
See, he gets overwhelmed with emotion. He was there. He was in the locker room. Sees the vibes.
Me and Linval Joseph had a nice one-on-one.
Did you hug him?
What's that?
Hug McCarthy, pat him on the chest like Jerry did?
No, I didn't see him. I didn't see him.
Getting caught up in the emotion. I took myself out of it. No, I don't want McCarthy back. And no, I'm not ready for it either, Chief. I'm not like them getting caught up in it.
Jordan Lewis sold me.
We won a football game.
Jordan Lewis sold me, so that's why.
You got to take a step back. No, I don't want either of them back. So... Dak or McCarthy, but they're both going to be back. I am aware of that. Wow. What I want and what's going to happen are two different things.
Yeah.
And you want them back.
I mean,
just stand on business.
You want it, Fred? You actually want it?
Do I want McCarthy back?
Yes or no?
You're calling the shots.
Don't get influenced, Fred. Say yes.
Do I want McCarthy back? You know what? I would say yes.
Of course.
I would say yes.
Do you need a new offensive coordinator? Or are you cool with this offense?
I would tell him, look, God bless Brian Schottenheimer and his liaison role and whatever he does to, you know, be the buffer between you and the players. But there has to be, we have to add a nuance to this offense that we just, that doesn't make us so predictable and look like, you know, it's the 2000s Green Bay Packers all over again. I think if you added some nuance to this offense, this team could be legit next year.
What's wrong with the 2000 Green Bay Packers?
Well, I mean, outside of the offense, you know what you're getting into. I mean, I would like to see something where, and again, maybe we started to see it, but, you know, God forbid we throw people open. God forbid we see more motion. God forbid we see, you know, we're throwing, doing a little trickeration here and there. There's some creativity.
You don't like Turpin running between the tackles?
I mean, if that's the extent of our creativity, then we've got a problem.
Yeah, they line him up in the backfield.
It works against a lot of teams, just not this one you just played.
Come on, take Turpin inside zone.
That's true, you know. But look, there's something to be said, and I get it. Look, it's recency bias. I'm new to Dallas, but there's something to be said for a team that doesn't quit. And I get it. I mean, look, we had Ted Johnson on last week who roasted Mike McCarthy. And I get it. But at the same time, too, I just feel like there's something to be said for a guy who, when the players like him, they didn't quit playing. And this is a team that, for as bad as they looked when the first five weeks of the season, for them to get better as the season goes on, I think there's something to be said for that.
Jeez, if Ted Johnson couldn't even knock some sense into you, I know,
right?
Know
I'm telling you. Hey. So we'll see. We'll see.
All right, what's coming up on the program tonight, gentlemen? 8 to 11?
8:40, we got Kennedy Landry coming on to talk all things baseball. Major League Baseball. Yep. Jock Peterson joining the team. Nathaniel Lowe leaving.
Gone.
Got a new bullpen. Some lefty relievers coming in, so we're going to be talking about that. Luca is available to play tonight versus the Portland Trailblazers, so we'll be previewing that and all the MLB and Major League Baseball games ahead of us.
I love it.
Top five? Should we do top five sandwiches?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Come up with a better one.
All right.
You should do the top five MLB games that are coming up.
Oh, man. NBA. NBA.
That's tough. All right. That'll do it for the G-Bag Nation. We'll be back at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Thanks to Broadus, Lucius, Carter Freeman. I'm Eric Chiafalo. Cowboys Hour next right here on The Fan.